Back to reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of Back to Reality. Thank you for joining us in this new episode. Well, this is Asma. Once more, I have the honor to be your host. And here with me, I have two very dear guests, Brother Liaqat and Sister Zainab. Assalamu alaikum, both of you.
Alaykum assalam.
And just as the ritual of this program goes, I would like you to introduce yourself very briefly so that we can get into the very heart of discussion. So let's start with Sister Zainab.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim and assalamu alaikum. Yes, this is Zainab Askari. I'm from Kashmir, Indian administrated Kashmir. And I've been living in Iran for some 10 years now and studying Khalsa here.
Very good. Thank you for joining us, Sister Zainab. And you, Brother Liaqat?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I'm Muhammad Liaqat Abbas from India. And right now I'm pursuing my master's in psychology. And my interest is in history, Islamic history, as well as psychology. Thank you.
Thank you both of you very much for joining us in today's episode. Well, there are some certain things in this life that are given to us as they come from the factory with us. We do not have any role in choosing them, in picking them. But then maybe in future life, we're going to be judged by them. And we judge people by them as well. Like one of them could be the color of your skin. One of them could be the way you talk. One of them could be, for example, special deficiencies. Like we all have seen them around us in different formats. So in these occasions, how should I actually teach myself to rein it in, to control my potential, to analyze people based on what has never been in their hands?
Basically, I'm always judged upon my appearance, about my wealth, about my status, about every single thing I have. Because the world is always there for me to judge me, to pass on judgments. And of course, when it comes to passing on judgments, I remember the story, very famous story. Of course, you also do, I think, about the donkey
and the father and the son.
Yeah, exactly. You see, so without elaborating it, so the people were there always to pass on judgments.
Interestingly, in our religion, there is a nice notion that tells you you have to bring a lot of excuses for even the things that you take as wrong. Like, for example, when you see your neighbor is doing something and then that smells fishy, and then you might pass some judgments on them, try to bring excuses. Like, for example, no, this person is not this way. No, they're not doing this.
This is a hadith from Imam Ali alayhi salam that even if you see something with your eyes and you hear with your ears, give yourself 70 positive assumptions.
Yeah.
70 positive assumptions before passing on any judgment. So we don't even give one positive assumption without even seeing the thing, without being on the spot, just even if someone comes
because
to us.
Because it is difficult. You know, let's be honest. Sometimes, in
nothing
some occasions,
is difficult while we practice it. If we practice, yes, I would say it's difficult to have that trait overnight.
Yeah.
But practice makes a man perfect.
Yeah. It's very good. Now, this is the setting for our discussion. We go for a break and then we come back.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Welcome back. Well, this is Back to Reality, and we're here to bring you back to the reality that there are some ideas that would stay as the stereotype forever, and then we judge people or we're being judged by them forever. So there are some certain things, as I just mentioned at the very beginning of today's episode, that are not in our control.
Yeah.
Like the things that we already know. Then we judge people based on the things that are not in their control, or either we are being judged by those things that have never been in our control.
Exactly.
So for these occasions, now the occasion seems very tricky and very sad and very gloomy to think about, but then we have to dissect it in order to find a way out of it. Like if I have this trait mm-hmm. of judging people based on whatever that is not in their hand, how can I change my perspective? Is there any way like to wash my eyes, as that Persian poet puts it? Can I wash my eyes and see things differently?
Yeah. When you want to ask this question, the thing which comes in place is the appearance, all about the appearance. Yeah. So the things which I don't have control upon is my appearance itself, the first and foremost thing. The way I look, the way my eyes are, the color of my skin,
exactly.
The height, my height, my weight, everything. Especially for the ladies, I think weight is a very big thing of concern, mm-hmm. isn't it? Yeah. So the physical appearance, everything, like you see. So definitely, like if a person is facing problem with this thing or is a racist, in other words, who is hating the opposite person because of his appearance, because of the color mm-hmm. of the skin example, the person can change. There are possible ways.
What's the first step?
The first thing, what the psychologist suggests, I would say, or one of them, which the psychologist suggests, is that they go and live with them. Basically, if a person is facing this trouble, that whenever he sees a black guy, he's distancing him from that person, then he should go to that black guy, should give a gift, or maybe like shake hand, hug him.
Have more interactions.
More interaction, be more kind. Even though the heart is burning of fire, example, that I don't like.
We have to go against the urge of our heart.
Exactly. Once this thing happens, and it happens repeatedly, you will see the akhlaq or the character, the etiquettes of the black guy, and you will say, oh, this person
they
is just like me.
They become a friend of yours.
Exactly. Then the perspective starts to change slowly.
Yeah.
But if we see the childhood of, during childhood of a person, the person has no hatred towards a black guy. This is there. There are documentaries on this. The children are playful with each other no matter what color they are.
They do not know anything about this segregation.
Exactly. It is when they learn through the societies that, black guys. Example, this kind of appearance, a person who has this kind of appearance is a bad guy or something like this, mm-hmm. that the ideologies start to change. And this is changeable again. Yeah.
Yeah. So, Sister Zena, what about you? The first step for me to change myself, not to pass judgment on people, based on the things that have never been in their control.
Right. Yes, we judge people sometimes based on things that are in their control, that are not in their control, that are partially in their control, and so on. So here I would say I personally was born in a city, and what had unconsciously passed on from generations to us, that the people from the rural areas are not at par with the people in the city. So we had this racist ideology until I would also look down upon them personally. Until I met this lady who said to me, like, you know, we have to prepare grounds for the arrival of Imam. And one of the grounds you can prepare, for example, financial advancements, what you did financially, and maybe say, for example, you bought a car or something, and you give the keys to Imam tomorrow and tell that Imam, this is my service to you. And Imam says, thank you so much, I accepted this, and gives the key to the same rural guy you hate.
Exactly.
You know,
yeah,
are you ready for this acceptance? If you are ready, Imam will come tomorrow. So we have to make ourselves so down to earth, and I don't know, accept everyone beyond the and judge them, not be judgmental over them, because we have a day for judgment, the day
exactly.
of judgment, and we have the best of the judges. So we are not here for mm-hmm. judgments. And as one of the persons also said, that judge me when you walk my paths, wear my shoes, have those thorns that I have beard.
When you tried my shoes already.
Yeah. So then judge me. So mm-hmm. until and unless we don't know the situations they have been in, we are not supposed to. But I think this one, the lady, the conversation I had with, it drastically changed the way I think.
So the gist of what I get from your saying is that the first step to change this perspective is, first of all, try the will to change your perspective is one step. And then the other thing you have to do is to put yourself in the place of those people.
Yeah.
Try to have more interactions and try to see what's the difference. At the end of the day, we all are human beings. have this verse in the Holy Book of Quran, and I just remembered it as we were talking about the colors and judging people based on their appearances. God has said it all. And he had actually clarified the occasion for us. He says that, إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عَنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ, like the thing that is going to make you superior to the others is your obedience to me. And that superiority is going to be acknowledged by me, not by you.
Yeah.
These are very important things. The only thing that would distinguish us from each other is the amount of obedience we have to God.
We cannot pass a judgment based on appearance, even upon the animals. You see,
yeah.
Like example, a lizard or a cockroach. Like people say this, like look at the lizard, how dirty. Unfortunately, yeah? Unfortunately for that person, because that lizard is a makhluk of Allah. It is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Hazrat Musa alayhi salam was asked, bring a creature, a creation of mine, who's lower than yours, example, then Musa alayhi salam, he went in the city or the place and he roamed around the city for the whole day. And at the end of the day, he saw a diseased dog about to die. I was like, okay, maybe this dog is a lowly creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he ties the dog, he ties the rope in the neck of the dog, around the neck of the dog, and he pulls it. And before bringing it to the Mount of Tur, he was like, Musa alayhi salam, the Prophet Musa was like, maybe this dog has a great or a valuable station near Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he was like, okay. Let me leave the dog alone. And he goes to Allah, he goes to the mountain of Tur to speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he's like, Ya Allah, I'm so sorry, I couldn't find anyone. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was like, if you would have only brought the diseased dog who was about to die, you would have been kind of whipped off the nubuwa of prophecy.
Excluded.
I would have excluded you of the prophecy. You would no longer be a prophet.
So this has a lot of morals to say.
Definitely. So it's not about human beings, like just about human beings. We talk
about
the appearance of a particular sect or a group or color or tone or height or weight, whatever. But this goes to even the animals, unfortunately. Like, people cannot pass judgments even on the appearance of the animals. Leave aside the human beings. Mm-hmm. Human beings are like, oh, they are awliya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well in the human beings. But about the animals, maybe animals have a kind of station near Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Ahlul Bayt.
Exactly, yeah.
One point I would definitely like to add here, the judgments that are passed, sometimes they are unfair and sometimes they may be fair. So the places they may be fair is sometimes because we are just based on our behavior. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, be a source of adornment for us.
Yeah.
So as a Muslim, behave well in society. As a Muslim,
and
be
do not
kind,
put,
be generous.
We also have another narration that says, do not put yourself in the position where people pass judgments on you.
Yeah.
Do not do things that are so challenging.
Something that is in your control, improve that.
Yeah.
Not for the people at least, but at least for the sake of your religion. Mm-hmm. Like Muslim society in the past, when Prophet introduced it, was the most well-groomed society. So do not change those notions on your own. Like, do not make it too strict that you're now considered as so much way off from adornment as well.
Yeah.
So be a source of adornment for religion.
So this was the ending part. Thank you for your cooperation.
Thank you.
It was pretty fruitful. I learned a lot of things from you guys. I hope that was interesting for the audience as well. Well, to wrap it all up, to end it, I would again mention this point from the poem by Sohrab Zeperi that I love so much. He says that, let's wash our eyes and see differently. Really try to, let's all of us come to this point to break the binary oppositions of black and white, of inferior and superior, and look at everything from a different perspective. Maybe all the fun and love is on the side that I'm not looking at it perfectly. So until another session, I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, ربي التي أمارزك لتصي دليلتك وانسكت.